This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey everybody, welcome to Profoundly Pointless. My name is Nick VinZant. I want to thank you so much for joining us for what has become one of our favorite traditions, the Thanksgiving special.
My wife had to learn the hard way when we first got together because she was like, I'm going to make you, you know, cranberry sauce. And she, no. All right, we're getting some ocean spray. All right, don't bring me this fresh crap.
Right. I want all the chemicals.
I'm talking about like a world-class boxer that hits 10 to 20 times harder, if not 30 to 50 times harder than the average person.
No.
Because they know where to hit you.
If it's not fucking the Hulk, I'm going to go ahead and say this with 100% certainty. It might have been a decade since somebody washed my back.
Okay. If you're out there traveling this week, I want to wish you a safe journey. If you're spending it with family and friends, I hope you're really able to appreciate that time. And if you're spending it with family and friends that you really don't like that much, I hope that time passes as quickly and painlessly as possible. Let's go ahead and get right to it and bring in someone that I am very thankful to have in my life. John Shull.
If you wash a shirt inside of a sweatshirt, is the shirt clean? Is the sweatshirt clean? Are both of them clean or are neither clean?
Personally, I would think they're both clean because they're both going through the cleaning cycle.
I don't think that. I don't understand how they're possibly both clean if you wash them together. Like, they're definitely not both 100% clean.
Still got washed. It's not like no water or no detergent or something touched it.
You know what's something, though, that I've always thought of? Is think of how dirty your back probably is. When's the last time you washed your back?
When's the last time I've seen my back? That's a better question.
You're a big guy. As you said before we started recording, you kind of look like a Thanksgiving turkey. But, like, I'm a thin guy, and I don't look at my back regularly.
Yeah, I don't even remember. I mean, maybe the shoulder areas, just because you're, like, doing your neck and you're moving around, but not the back.
Think about how dirty a certain part of your back probably is compared to the rest of your body.
Given what we have access to and what we wash or touch on a regular basis, yeah, it's probably the most dirtiest part of your body. I would think over the course of a period of time.
I'm going to go ahead and say this with 100% certainty. It's been it might have been a decade since somebody washed my back.
I don't even think my wife's ever seen my back, so.
Yeah, there's really no, unless you guys were really doing some crazy stuff, there's really no reason that she would see your back.
It's like a series of rolling hills, man, just.
Wait a minute. Is there any sexual position that involves the man using his part to penetrate the woman in which the woman would be looking at the man's back?
Yeah, there's a couple.
I don't think
there is. There's a few positions.
Oh, don't say it with that face like you're fucking porn star over there, like you know all of them. I can't.
I'm just hoping you're not asking me to describe some of them.
No, there is not. There is not a sexual position in which a man is penetrating a woman in which the woman would be able to see the man's back unless there was like a mirror involved.
No, there is.
Think about it.
No, there is.
I can't think of it at all.
Okay. just to squash this to prove you wrong. So there's the one, she's on her back, legs up. The guy would be facing the other direction, but still inserting it like it would be missionary.
Wait. She's on her back, and the guy... But she wouldn't be looking at your back.
Yeah, she has nowhere else to look.
What do you have, like Stretch Armstrong flexible wiener? What the fuck are you using over there? I can't even grasp the logistics of how that would be possible for a woman to be able to see the man's back.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't think it's probably an uncommon position, but it's possible.
Good for you. I'm going to go ahead and end this with good for you. Okay. All right. Let's move on.
Yeah. Thank God. Cause you know, all right. Let's give some shout outs here.
I gotta get out more. I gotta get out more.
Yeah. I mean, you know, try some things.
I need to have a conversation with my wife.
All right, let's get some shout-outs. Nick Marchand, appreciate you. Which, by the way, giving shout-outs right after that conversation is a little, you know, we need like a buffer, some kind of music buffer or something. But anyways, Nick Marchand, Angela Brown, Ginger O'Toole, Tara Hagood, Katie Rose, Angelo Bellano, Alyssa Kane, Izzy Herdino, Fernandia Hector Rosso, and then Marcus Shea. Appreciate all of you.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine you on hosting Jeopardy?
Oh,
like, no one would have any.
Oh man, it'd be terrible.
Do you think he has Jeopardy on his tombstone somewhere? Where do you think in Alex Trebek's eulogy? In what paragraph is Jeopardy mentioned? Not the public one, like the one that goes to family and friends. Like when he was memorialized, what paragraph is Jeopardy in Alex Trebek's?
I mean, I feel like you have to put it, I don't know, first couple at least. I mean, that's, you know, that's not to his family and friends, obviously, but still that's, I mean, that's his legacy, right? I mean, that's his professional legacy. I feel like it would be mentioned in the first couple.
Okay, I need a number. Are you going first, second, or third?
I think after you get, it's probably second. After you get, you know, the first one's going to be, you know, he survived by so-and-so.
Yeah.
You know, blah, 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 grandchildren. He was also the host of Jeopardy, blah, blah, blah. Like in the second paragraph is when they would start that.
Yeah, the only way I could see it being in the first paragraph is it was somebody was like, Alex was a great man, and we all know he hosted Jeopardy, right? Like, get that out of the way in the first paragraph, and then you come back to it much later in the eulogy. Also, I hope this doesn't come off as disrespectful to Mr. Trebek. He was a fantastic person. Okay, anyway.
You know what? Fuck that Pat Sajak guy. Anyways.
Fuck that Pat Sajak guy.
All right, I feel like I have a couple of...
Got these hands for him.
Speaking of, I feel like I have a couple of good questions for you. So here's okay. The first one. Would you rather get punched in the face by a professional boxer or take a line drive to anywhere other than your face by a professional baseball player?
That's an easy question. I'd much rather be punched in the face by a professional boxer because the professional boxer, number one, I'm not getting hit by an object that's probably an exit velocity moving in hundreds of miles an hour. I'd much rather get hit by the fist.
I don't know. I've taken line drives. Not professional line drives, obviously, but I've taken live drives. I think I'd take the line drive over a punch, to be honest. I mean, the punch could end a lot of different, I mean, the line drive could kill you, but I feel like with the punch, like I'm either going to lose an eye or I'm going to lose teeth or it might break my neck. At least with the line drive, you have a 60%, like I got a belly, so I got some cushion.
You're kind of convincing me in that regard. But at the same time, I don't know how much harder a professional boxer can hit than your average man. It's obviously a lot more, but is it like four times more than your average male adult? Twice as hard? You ultimately are talking about the limits of physical ability, right?
But I'm going to disagree with that. I think and I'm talking about like a world-class boxer that I would say hits 10 to 20 times harder, if not 30 to 50 times harder than the average person.
No.
Because they know where to hit you.
It's not fucking the Hulk hitting you.
But they know where to hit you.
What I'm saying is, though, that they can only generate so much power, right? They're not superhuman. They are a human at the end of the day. They might be a lot better, but it's not like 10 times harder than you can punch. I bet it's maybe 2 to 3 times. Maybe.
I'm still going to say 10 to 20 times. The second one, what's better, the after Thanksgiving meal nap or the after sex cigarette?
I've never had a cigarette after sex.
Oh, well.
So I don't know. I just fall asleep. I'm not doing anything after sex. What's the point? The job has been accomplished. Why would I continue to do anything but fall asleep? There's the only reason. Also, did you know the reason that you fall asleep is because male sperm is replenished faster while sleeping, which is why you always fall asleep after sex.
Is that proven?
Yeah, I've never. Yeah, that actually, I don't know if that's the reason you fall asleep, but you do produce it faster when you're asleep. Look, so I'm just going to go ahead and say this. Thanksgiving is overrated. It's not really any good food at all. And if I had the choice between having a great Thanksgiving meal and a cheeseburger from Burger King, I'm going to go with a cheeseburger from Burger King. I would much rather have a cheeseburger from Burger King than the best turkey ever cooked.
I mean, I'm going to disagree only based upon a smoked turkey is amazing. A deep fried turkey is amazing.
Not better, still not better from cheeseburger from Burger King.
But I don't disagree.
Not even, I'm going to take it a step farther.
Okay.
Not even a good cheeseburger from Burger King, like the average cheeseburger from Burger King, McDonald's. I'm not going to go to Arby's. Okay. Let's not be ridiculous here, but any of those places, Carl's Jr. I would go as low as Sonic.
Well, I mean, nobody eats the turkey anyways, or whatever meat you're making. Everyone just goes for the sides anyways.
Okay. All right. What's your next thing?
So, you know, it was kind of hard. There wasn't a whole lot of current events that were like pointless to talk about. But then I came across something that made me laugh. So I figured I would say it to you and ruin it and butcher it. But maybe you'd find it funny. And that is Boris Johnson, the PM of the United Kingdom, was giving a speech. He lost his place. So in an effort to try to gain some ground and save some time while he was looking for wherever he had left off, he looks up to the crowd of delegates or whoever he was speaking to, and he said, "Have any of you been to Peppa Pig World?" It was awkward, and it was weird, and it's just like, and then he starts going on about like, well, you should definitely go to the Peppa Pig World, and it's amazing. It's just like,
oh, it's an actual like amusement park. Like it's actually a place like Peppa Pig World. Oh, that makes a little bit more sense. It's not like he was just went off on his own thing about nothing. Like, you know what I think is a great food? Enchiladas. Right? It's not like he just stopped and said that because he lost his place. Like, he had some sort of rationale. All right, so our top five is top five Thanksgiving sides. What's your number five?
My number five is cornbread.
It's way too low. That's a ridiculous statement. Cornbread is way higher than that. The problem is with my number five is that I could go all the way between five to jump to number two, depending on what kind it is. And that's cranberries. I love good cranberries. But for it to be good cranberries, it has to be the cheap crap. The kind of stuff that like you open the can, you just flop it out there and it still like the can. That's the best kind of cranberries. If you go to the organic market and try to come in with some fancy bullshit, then that's right out of my top five. I want the cheap crap that you like slice in a circle. That's what I'm talking about. That's the best.
Oh yeah. My wife had that's my number four, by the way, is cranberry sauce. And my wife had to learn the hard way when we first got together. Cause she was like, I'm going to make you, you know, cranberry sauce. And she, no. All right. We're getting some ocean spray. All right. Don't bring me this fresh crap.
Right. I just went to the local market and I was able to get these non-GMO. Get that. I want all the chemicals. Dude, I literally wrote sweat potatoes. S-W-E-A-T is sweat, right? Isn't that how you spell sweat?
Yeah, that's how you spell sweat.
It says sweat.
What potatoes. Are sweat potatoes?
Yeah. I always get, they're just potatoes that are so hot. They're sweating in that oven. I always misspell that. Always misspell that. Last week, I completely forgot how to spell week, like days of the week, and I was putting W-E-A-K on an entire project, and everybody was like, what the hell is this? Like, it's weak. What do you mean? It's not how you spell
it. It's going to be a weak Monday, everybody. Wait, what?
It's a weak Monday.
Okay, my number three is, and you might debate this, but mac and cheese.
Now, I have never had a traditional Thanksgiving with mac and cheese. That's not been my family's stereotype. I've never had it, but it sounds fantastic.
It is.
It sounds amazing.
I mean, you can't go wrong with any kind of mac and cheese.
I love a good mac and cheese.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with it.
No, you can't. I did have one bad mac and cheese, though. It was way too much. Like, it was too much cheese, not enough mac. And it was just like eating a block of cheese. It was good for like the first couple of bites. But you know how something can be too much? And then you're like, this is disgusting.
Sure.
And I'm going to regret this for the rest of my life. I hate to keep doing it, man, but I'm going to go mashed potatoes for my number two. I love me some good mashed potatoes and gravy. Love it.
Did you say you're number three yet?
And I would put it above sweet potato. Yeah, mashed potatoes.
Okay, because I'm on my number two now, right? Yeah.
Yeah. How'd you get this messed up?
I don't. I thought I went first. How did we? I don't know. I don't.
No, I just said my number three.
But you.
So if you went five, then I went five. Then I went. You went four. Yeah. Then I went four. Then I went three.
And then I went.
And it's either your three or my. So you're on your second.
I just went three, so you should win three. But you went two this time.
No, I said three. I said mashed potatoes.
No, you said two. That's why I stopped you.
Oh, well, but did I say what two is, or did I just say that I was going to say what my number two is?
How about this? Just for me, because everyone out there can just rewind this and figure it out. Your number three is?
Mashed potatoes.
And your number two is?
But you haven't said your number two, so it's your turn.
All right. My number two are sweet potatoes.
Okay. Yeah, dude, I like them. They're good. Now, wait a minute. Do you usually have the marshmallows?
How do we fuck this up? I don't understand. It's a simple countdown.
It's kind of ridiculous. it's hard, dude. It's hard.
This and my number one are by far. I could eat these outside of Thanksgiving.
This is how you. Oh, you're still talking about sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
Right? Because this is how we fucked it up. Because now you're trying to go straight into your number one and you're skipping.
No, because you had asked me if I like the marshmallows, so I was saying that, I guess, just skipping the story, is that, yes, my wife makes two different versions, one with marshmallows and then one with candied pecans on top.
Okay. Why couldn't she just combine the two versions?
Because that'd be like...
Wait a minute. Does she make... Wait a minute here. Now, when she makes the two versions, does she make them in separate dishes? Or does she make them half and half? So one dish, half is with the pecans, half is with the marshmallows. Or does she make two separate whole dishes out there of sweet potatoes?
No, just one dish, half and half.
Okay.
You're okay with that?
No, I think she should be putting in more effort and have two separate dishes. So you tell her.
Okay, I will.
You tell that lazy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Okay, my number two is cornbread.
Okay.
You can sop it up in the gravy, in the cranberry stuff. Oh.
But ooh. What – so ooh. I know you said ooh. Specifically cornbread. Do you like it with like the corn, like actual corn in it, or do you just like just traditional plain cornbread?
First of all, don't say it with that kind of bias when you ask about it, because you're clearly showing a huge favoritism towards one over the other when you say it with that disgusted look on your face, plain cornbread. But no, I don't want corn in there. I want stuff that fuck out of here.
All right. My number one, I'm sure it's going to be your number one as well. And that is stuffing.
Yeah. Stuffing's the best one. Stuffing's the best one. I think that's the only way to go.
Oh, man.
Right. Has to be. I could maybe, if somebody you know was really good at making pies and you wanted to consider the pumpkin pie to be a side, then I could agree with that. I could see it. But otherwise, it has to be stuffing. Has to be.
I will say this, and for anyone out there who is maybe looking for a different recipe, look up white trash stuffing. It's delicious and worth your time. Well, I think there might be multiple. There might be multiple versions, but the one that I'm thinking of is that you use White Castle hamburgers.
We should. This is my argument. Thanksgiving meal, the traditional Thanksgiving meal, should be replaced with pizza, sushi, hot dogs, French fries, cheeseburgers, and fried chicken.
I feel like we should just end it there. That was a perfect way to end it.
Oh, okay. That's going to go ahead and do it for this Thanksgiving special. If you get a chance, like, download, subscribe, share, leave a review. We really appreciate it. It really helps us out. And I know that we say that at the end of every episode. But because this is, not to be overly sentimental, but I do think that Thanksgiving is a time that makes you really look back and reflect on the last year. And it's been a difficult year. So I really want to take this moment to thank everybody who listens to the show. There have been so many times that John and I have gotten discouraged, wanted to give up, but we didn't. And we didn't because of you guys. And that is something that we are so incredibly thankful for.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.